Lying in Vengeance, excerpt.
Peter laughed, snorting IPA out of his nose. That got Frankie laughing too, and he grabbed his beer back. So, anyway, back to this Christine chick. You have got to get away from her. I can't just walk away from her. She's got me in a bad spot. Peter stood and stared out the picture window of his bungalow. The street light in front of his neighbor's house flickered off, plunging the surrounding homes into blackness. It was after 10 o'clock, and most of his neighbors had already put their young children and themselves to bed. He should do the same, but there'd be no point if he once again couldn't sleep. "A really bad spot," Frankie said. "She's trouble, and believe me, I know trouble when I see it." Peter nodded and smiled. Too true. Except that more often than not, Frankie brought the trouble, not the woman. "Frankie, she's not going to go away. I told you what she wants me to do. I've been trying to string her along, hoping I can find some graceful exit, but I don't see a way out. I can't do what she asks. But if I don't, Frankie, what in the hell am I gonna do?" "I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're gonna call her bluff. She'll never turn you in."
"But what if she does?"
Frankie grabbed him and shook him by the shoulders. "She won't. She can't. Listen, if she's known all this time and hasn't told anyone, she's guilty too. Withholding evidence, right? She'll go to jail just as fast as you will. Unless she cuts a deal." Frankie opened his mouth to object, but no words came out. Instead, he nodded. "Yeah, she probably would do that, wouldn't she?" Peter nodded too. "So what do I do?" Frankie drained his beer, rubbed his chin, then snapped his fingers. "I have an idea. She doesn't know me, right? I follow her. I get her alone somewhere. And what? You take her out? How is that better than what she's asking me to do?" Peter shuddered. Once again, the idea had far too much appeal, and it scared him. "She ain't exactly asking you," Frankie said. "But no, I won't freaking kill her, dude. I just, you know, scare her off." "Frankie, don't..." "Don't what? Don't try to be your friend by helping you? Don't try to keep you from doing another stupid, awful thing? Dude, you are so screwed up right now, you don't even know who your real friends are." He grabbed his cane and stomped toward the door. "Peter, I can't let you do this thing, with her. I just can't." Peter spread his hands. "Give me some time to figure things out. I'll come up with a way out, I promise." Frankie stared, doubt and anger still clouding his face. "All right, I'll give you a week. You come back to me with a better plan. If you don't, then I go to the cops. Cops won't believe you. Besides, you don't know anything, really. Just what I've told you, and I'll tell them you're a lying drunk, which you are. Well, a drunk, anyway." He chuckled. "Just like me." Frankie didn't smile. "Fine. Maybe the cops won't believe me, but I know who will. Your brother, Jimmy. And if he gets hold of this, you can bet your unsaved soul that Pastor Jimmy will bust your ass faster than you can say hell and damnation. And then who takes care of your mother? What happens to Thelma then, huh?" Peter's knees grew weak. He'd spent the last 5 years fighting his brother's attempts to block the medical treatments that had repeatedly saved his mother's life. Prayer, Pastor Jimmy railed, was all her good soul needed, not the abomination known as medical science. "Frankie, you wouldn't. In a heartbeat. That'd kill her." Frankie scoffed, almost a laugh. "Looks like no matter what you do, somebody dies. Except one thing. The right thing." He stepped closer and jabbed a finger into Peter's chest. "You tell this broad no effing way, and you do it now. Otherwise..." He let the words hang, nodded once, and shuffled out the front door.